next on the 5 o'clock report.
Impeachment is now going to be what the 2020 election is about.
Shredding the United States Constitution.
This is the straw that finally breaks the back and we can get rid of him.
Fill out a hurt feelings report and let's move on.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Phone call fallout.
It turned out to be a nothing call.
That is our top story at 5. Did President Trump commit a crime during that 30-minute phone call with the President of Ukraine? The transcript of that call released today, along with the whistleblower report that launched the entire thing. Both have done nothing to tamp down impeachment talk. Democrat Adam Schiff chairs the House Intelligence Committee. He says the transcript shows a mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
What we have learned, what has been admitted, and now what we see in writing is about as damning as you can imagine.
Schiff says President Trump put his own political ambitions ahead of the safety and security of the country by asking the leader of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. Today, the president of Ukraine said he wasn't pressured at all to look into the former VP.
He had, I think, good phone call. It was normal. We spoke about many things, and I think, and you read it, that nobody pushed me.
Speaking moments ago at the UN, President Trump said he's calling on Congress to look into the Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine.
I've informed the leader about that, and additionally, I demand transparency from Democrats who went to Ukraine and attempted to force the new president, who I met and is an outstanding person. But they went there and they wanted to force the new president to do things that they wanted under the form of political threat. They threatened him.
And the president accusing Joe and Hunter Biden of taking millions of dollars from the Ukraine and from China. Louisiana Republican John Kennedy says this whole thing has nothing to do with a phone call and everything to do with an election. Kennedy says Democrats simply cannot get over the fact that voters picked Donald Trump.
It's called democracy. And my advice to them, I say this gently, fill out a hurt feelings report and let's move on.
But moving on, going to be hard to do. Political insiders say if you thought nothing got done in Washington before this crisis, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Impeachment is now going to be what the 2020 election is about.
Political pundit Michael Goodwin says Nancy Pelosi caved in to the far left and it could be political suicide for Democrats in 2020.
She has committed the Democrats in the House not only to going down this road, but to actually having to vote ultimately. Because think if they don't even vote. That would be an exoneration of the president. And if they do pass impeachment, then what?
Goodwin says barring any bombshells, impeachment will die in the Senate. And Nancy Pelosi could be taking hundreds of Democrats to their political graves.
She commits not only the House, I think she commits the presidential candidates too. How can they be against it if she's for it? Mm-hmm. So I just don't see the political logic here. I don't know. I don't see how it works out for the Democrats at all.
But legal expert Jonathan Turley says this could work out for the Democrats if they can connect the dots.
There could be a quid pro quo. They just need someone that can connect those dots. And so it's not going to come from this whistleblower, I don't think. The whistleblower apparently heard this third hand. It's more likely to come from someone in the inner circle.
Today, the Justice Department declined to open a criminal probe over President Trump's phone call to his Ukrainian counterpart. This story, far from being over. Still to come this Wednesday, fixing the thruway in Western New York, legalizing pot in Pennsylvania, and it's National One-Hit Wonder Day.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight, a pleasant evening for many, but clouds will be gathering. There'll be a shower in spots across Western New York and Northwest Pennsylvania. It'll be milder than last night, low temperatures, 50s and low 60s. Tomorrow, clouds, some sunshine, a spot shower or two. High temperatures, mid-60s to the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, pleasant on Friday with a high temperature in the 70s.
All righty, Kevin Williams, checking the stories making news. Where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Wednesday, September 25th, Central New York Congressman Anthony Brindisi says he's taking his time when it comes to throwing his support behind efforts to impeach President Trump. The Democrat says he wants to know more details about Mr. Trump's phone call with the leader of Ukraine. Ukraine.
I'm very cautious. I want to make sure that I have the facts and the best information before I move forward and say that I'm going to support impeachment or an impeachment inquiry.
Brindisi says the facts need to be laid out before the nation goes down the very divisive road of impeachment.
Right now, we just don't have any of the facts because all that we have are allegations that have been made through several news reports. I'm troubled by the allegations, and I think the American people deserve answers.
So far, five upstate Democrats have supported impeachment proceedings against President Trump. They include Representatives Brian Higgins, Joe Morelli, Sean Patrick Maloney, Antonio Delgado, and Paul Tonko. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf announcing today that he supports legalizing recreational marijuana in the Keystone State. The Democrat calling on the General Assembly to pass the controversial measure. Wolf says a majority of Pennsylvanians support recreational pot, and so does he. Today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Connecticut, where he called on a regional approach to recreational marijuana.
For one state to do it, it makes no sense if the neighboring state has a totally different policy, because then you just incentivize people to drive over the border and buy it there. And
Cuomo says pot legalization is a top priority for next year's legislative session in Albany.
When you start to discuss how to legalize marijuana, it moves into the vaping space, because a lot of the marijuana products can be vaped.
Opponents argue in the face of an emerging public health crisis related to vaping, the last thing New York should do is allow recreational marijuana. Today, the Pennsylvania State Senate approved legislation that would raise the state's minimum age to buy tobacco and vaping products. The measure bans the sale of those products to anyone under the age of 21. Officials say 81% of adult smokers today started smoking before they turned 21. A portion of the state thruway in western New York finally gonna get fixed. Here's Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Today, the Seneca Nation announced an agreement with the state on a five-mile stretch of Interstate 90 in western New York has been reached. The road runs through Seneca territory. Governor Cuomo has been refusing to fix the dilapidated highway over a fight with the Senecas on casino profits. That's when New York Congressman Tom Reed stepped in and called on the FBI to investigate the delay. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. No shots, no school. That is the law in New York, but a lot of families finding it hard to get in compliance with it. Rebecca Graves from Buffalo tried to get her 11-year-old son vaccinated, but the nurse told her
she's seen more people in the past 3 days than 3 months, and so many people have come in, she's even ran out of her needles.
Pediatrician Dr. Steve Lana calls the state vaccine law a logistical nightmare for healthcare providers.
You can't manufacture capacity. You only have so many appointment slots, you only have so many doctors, and you only have so many hours in a day, and we just can't accommodate an influx of people.
The vaccine law impacts 26,000 students all across New York. Schools in New York can actually be fined for students who aren't in compliance with that vaccine law. Family Life's Dee Helly continues.
Over 1,000 Buffalo public school students are not attending classes because they are still not properly vaccinated. District officials began notifying parents over the summer when New York State's religious exemptions from vaccines were banned. Last week, there were 5,000 students who reportedly did not have the proper immunizations in Buffalo schools, and by yesterday, that number dropped to 1,500. School districts can be fined $2,000 per student for not complying with the public health law. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
Following the resignation of former Pennsylvania State Senator Mike Fulmer on child pornography charges, Pennsylvania's 48th Senate District seat now vacant. Today, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman announced that a special election will take place on January 14th of next year to fill that seat. The 48th Senate District includes portions of Dauphin and York counties. A disease that affects oak trees has been confirmed in Ontario and Yates counties in upstate New York. Family Life's Brendan Dixon.
The state DEC says oak wilt has been confirmed in Canandaigua and South Bristol. The Cornell University Plant Disease Diagnostics Clinic was sent two samples that tested positive for the fungus. Experts say affected trees will die over a short period of time. DEC D.C. officials say to prevent the spread of oak wilt, you should cut down affected trees along with other trees nearby. The state has quarantined the area where the diseased trees are located in Ontario and Yates counties. Oak wilt is spread by insects that are attracted to diseased or damaged trees. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
September National Family Meal Month. The goal here to encourage families to sit down together for at least one meal a week. But with school now in full swing and fall sports going on, that can be a bit challenging. Makes a huge difference, though, says Holly Doan. She's a nutritionist for Giant Foods.
So research shows that families that eat together not only eat healthier, but the children tend to have better social skills. They tend to have higher self-esteem, positive social behaviors. And kids that eat with their families at least four times a week actually tend to do better in school. So we know it's really important.
The poll also shows that for the very first time, Americans spent a higher percentage of their food budget on restaurants than on groceries. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks rose today after President Donald Trump said a U.S.-China trade deal could arrive sooner than expected. Investors also pouring through a rough transcript today of President Trump's call with the Ukrainian president from earlier this year. The Dow today up 163 points, the Nasdaq gained 84, and the S&P 500 rose 18. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
Debt can be a tremendous burden. It's like carrying a load of bricks on your shoulders. When you pay a bill, that does take a brick or two off your load, but the interest on the debt seems to put another brick on. It's easy to be discouraged, but Jesus says in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He can lift the emotional brick off your load so that it's not weighing you down as well. Remember, if you take two bricks off for every one brick of interest added, you're still making progress. Pray for God to help you deal with the weight of your debts and to avoid debt in the future. Better to build a financial future with bricks than to keep carrying them around.
And you can learn more about trusting God with your finances and find some tools that'll help when you visit moneywise.org. That's moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football, the Eagles getting back Alshon Jeffrey, the fellow wide receiver DeSean Jackson. He'll remain out of the lineup, though. Jeffrey missed last week's 27-24 home loss to the Lions. Baseball, the Twins have a chance to wrap up the American League Central when they visit the Tigers, a win over the Major League Baseball worst Detroit. Yeah, and a loss by the Indians to the White Sox will give Minnesota their first division crown since 2010. Cleveland, meanwhile, is a half game behind the Rays for the American League second wild card. Tampa Bay, a half game back of the A's for the top wild card. Get all that? Pirates at home against Chicago. Cubbies are five out of the wild card in the National League. Mets also five out of the wild card with only five games yet to play. They're at home against Miami. Blue Jays at home against the O's, Yanks, and Tampa Bay. And that's about it for teams of local interest. But on the ice tonight, Sabres at home against Columbus. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delviette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. On the weather map, we find a weak cool front approaching from the north and west. Weak is the operative word. As it crosses the area late tonight and tomorrow, some areas won't even see a shower from it. But there will be some more clouds and a shower in spots. And then it's back to bright sunshine and beautiful weather to close the work week. Our call for tonight, a pleasant evening for many, but clouds will be gathering. There'll be a shower in spots across western New York and northwest Pennsylvania. It'll be milder than last night, low temperatures, 50s and low 60s. Tomorrow, clouds, some sunshine, a spot shower or two. High temperatures, mid-60s to the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, pleasant on Friday with a high temperature in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin Williams. Finally at 5, today was One Hit Wonder Day. A day dedicated to those musical acts that were one and done when it came to fame. Musical journalist Steve Rosen came up with today back in 1990 to pay tribute to those artists who experienced just how fleeting fame can be. According to Rolling Stone magazine, the top three one-hit wonders of all time. Number three on the list, Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum. Number two, Come On Eileen, Dexy's Midnight Runners. And the number one, one-hit wonder of all all time. That would be
Take on me.
There you go, Sonny. Aha, Take on Me. The number one.
Wait, one hit wonder. No. The Macarena had to be the number
one. Macarena, that's on
that
the list.
Had to be number one.
Men at Work, Safety Dance.
Yeah.
That made the cut, too. So,
okay. Yeah.